One of the most emotionally challenging aspects of leading teams is delegation. On the surface, it sounds quite simple, just assign the tasks to someone else. However, in order to delegate work to someone else, you must relinquish control and put trust in someone else's hands to handle the task. You need to confront your concerns about failure, or come to grips with whether or not anything less than what you could do on your own would be acceptable. You have to consider what it would mean to your reputation if you don't do the work yourself, or if the end product doesn't measure up. All of this is remarkably difficult, and the primary reason why many managers routinely find themselves saying, "I'll just handle it this time, I'll delegate it next time." But sadly, that next time often never comes. Mastering delegation is important, but that's not what we're going to talk about today, because I don't want to waste your time reiterating that you have limited time, can't do everything, and need to leverage the strength of your team to increase your chances of long-term success. Instead, I want to illuminate the three different types of delegators in hopes that you can find their motivations inside of you. Delegation, motivation, boss style. Their motto, do as little as possible. The boss, I'm putting in air quotes, knows how to delegate work. And their reasoning is simple. The boss is in charge. The workers do the work. At some point, this type of manager was probably encouraged by their manager to delegate more work, and they took it to heart. Here's the message that they received. A boss has a neatly designed role with a pay grade. Anything below that pay grade is a waste of time and should be handed off. Workers do the work, and managers manage, right? Any manager motivated by their status and rank who sees work as something to be done by their laborers will likely adopt this delegation motivation. And over time, it becomes a game of how much work can I push off to my subordinates and get away with? Their ultimate goal is really to be able to do nothing, except to tell others what to do. In fact, if they could hire a project manager to do that and report back in, well, that would be even just a little bit better. This isn't so much delegation as abdication of responsibility due to a superiority complex. Delegation motivation, manager style. Their motto is, we all need to work together to get it all done. A good manager sees their role as keeping everything in balance and moving forward. Delegation for the collaborative manager is about making sure everyone is supporting one another to get everything done. It's a sort of puzzle to be solved. When one person has too much on their plate, some of that load should be moved from one resource to another. The best managers will see themselves as part of this collaborative process, sharing the same commitment to the work as they expect from their team members. This sort of delegation is motivated by balance and is undertaken in service of the work itself. Delegation motivation, leadership style. The motto here is, we need a team full of leaders, so everyone's growth is a top priority. You see, leaders delegate for two reasons. The first is to create the conditions so that they may have the space to place an intense focus on their highest priority items for the good of the team. The second is to give others the chance to shine. The work isn't handed off because the leader is lazy and doesn't want to do the work. It's not handed off purely because of resources available. The key difference is that the work is being delegated, not handed down, but it's work that invites people to step up. So let's work on distinguishing how these three differ from one another. Let's have an example here. Let's say you have five people that work under you. Two of them are directly below you and the other three are below them. So every month you have to deliver a report to your peers in other markets that highlight your sales performance and operational efficiency. Based on the motivations, here's how those scenarios might be delegated. Let's say you're the boss. Boss motivation. Your five team members are told to collect the sales numbers and generate the report. They're also going to go through the operations system and generate a report on completed and backlog tickets. Then all of this information, you're expecting them to basically put it together in a slide deck so that you can present it to your peers. They do all of the work, you present it, and take most of the credit. Let's say you're a manager. How might you delegate? Well, you and your team would gather in a conference room, potentially, and compile the information together to create the slide deck. The team members would be broken into some small groups where each of the groups would work on something, maybe one group on sales numbers and the other on the operation systems tickets. And at the end, you'd work together to compile it all into a slide deck where each member is pictured and thanked for their contributions in the final slide. It's a collaborative process. But what if you were the leader? In this case, you might meet with your team to discuss that monthly report. And you'd show the team how you've presented this material in the past. Then you'd open it up to their questions, comments, or suggestions. You'd let them know that because of all of their work in these areas of the business, you'd actually like them to present on behalf of the team. You might start by talking with the team member who's been most involved in sales, and then offer your support as they prepare. This might include answering their questions and being a resource. You may even offer to run through their material with them prior to the presentation so that they feel comfortable presenting. After that, you might talk with the team member who's been most involved in operations and offer the same. The rest of the team is asked to come together and support these two to ensure that the presentation is a success. And in the future, you might ask them to step in and give that same report. This is about growing responsibility. As a leader, you are responsible for the growth of your team members. Part of that means growing their responsibilities. And that means more than getting things off of your plate and having someone else do it, simply because you don't have time. See, you don't delegate just so you can do less. You delegate so that others can do more. Thank you for listening. This has been Becoming Superhuman, the podcast, which is an audio version of my newsletter that comes out every Monday and Thursday, with insights and explorations into how we can collectively unlock our potential, do work that matters, and change the world. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support my work as an independent creator, please consider signing up for my paid newsletter, where you will get access to my private Discord server, a whole host of resources on Notion, including valuable templates, reading lists, suggested tools and apps, along with a whole lot more. And finally, paid subscribers get access to both open office hours, where they can talk through challenges in branding, leadership, culture change, marketing and sales, as well as productivity, as well as members-only quarterly webinars. If you are interested in supporting my work as an independent creator, please go to jeffgibber.com/plus. I hope to see you on the next episode of Becoming Superhuman. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of the Shareable Podcast Network. Learn more at shareable.fm.